This is a press conference special with myself, Andy Heaton, and I'm delighted to be joined by Beth Lindup. After Andoni Iraola's first ever press conference as Liverpool manager, Beth, you were there.
One of I was.
For you.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, what did you make of him?
I thought he came across really well. I thought he said all of the right things. And, you know, I think obviously it's easier to say things than to implement them. And of course, he'll be judged mainly on his results, not by what he says in a press conference. But we did see last season, you know, I think because things on the pitch weren't going so well, what the manager said in a press conference took on more significance than I think I've ever seen. You know, every single word by the end that Arne Slot said was scrutinised to the nth degree. And that's something that Andoni Iraola will have to be prepared for. And I think he struck me as someone who has, you know, conviction in himself and his own philosophy, his ability to be successful at Liverpool. I think he acknowledged as well that until he's actually in the job and he's working and he's getting down to business with the games and stuff, he won't know fully what it's like to be a Liverpool manager, and it will be a learning curve for him. But yeah, first impressions really good.
I mean, we are of course in the honeymoon period and no one can see into the future, but before we get to that, I'd just like to talk about just briefly about the previous manager, Arne Slot. Won the Premier League title. I think he's a brilliant coach. I think he'll do fantastic somewhere else. But personality-wise, I think he's pretty much the opposite of Iraola. And that's not necessarily a good or bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I don't think Arne Slot was necessarily shy about letting everyone know about his knowledge. And I wouldn't say cocky. Cocky is the wrong word. But he kind of came in like, right, I know exactly how this is. I know exactly what I'm doing. You know, you're going to play to my tune and you will follow me. Whereas there seemed to be a quiet determination about Iraola today. And his opening quote, the cynic in me wonders whether someone at the club maybe had a little chat in his ear before he came on. But like, it's all the hits in the first line. You know, I want to give them a team they can feel proud of. Football especially, and this is the one, it's about connecting with the supporters, and you're like, yeah, okay, lad, I'll have a bit of that.
Yeah, he's definitely been listening to a few episodes of The Rap, hasn't he, I think, I agree. I think there maybe is an element of, you know, having spoken to people at the club, and, you know, he knows, again, being a little bit cynical, he knows what's going to play well, and I think one thing that the fans are crying out for at the moment is that sense of connection, which had been lost with Arne Slot by the end.